בסייעתא דשמיא אדוני שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. The information that is found in the Torah is so much that sometimes it can be overwhelming. How am I supposed to learn all of the information in the Torah? Even if somebody is completely dedicated to Torah, it is almost an impossibility to get to know all of the different diverse areas of the Torah. Certainly, for most of us who are limited, it can be overwhelming. Again, here we have Hashem's perspective guiding us as to how we are to lead our lives. Although we are taught the incredible value and importance of Torah learning, at the same time, Hashem teaches us in a Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, that we are not obligated to completely finish our study of Torah learning. That is an impossibility. However, the same Mishnah tells us that although we are not obligated to complete every area of Torah, we are nevertheless to make our maximum effort to do the most that we can. When we meet our Creator at the end of 120 years, the question that we will be asked will not be, did you finish the Torah from cover to cover, including all of the rabbinic literature and everything that it covers? The question will be, did you make your maximum effort? One might argue that one of the biggest challenges in Torah learning is the language barrier. For many people, Torah terminology can be difficult, especially if one is not Hebrew speaking and especially if one has not had a significant background in Torah education. We are so privileged in today's day and age that almost everything is available in English. If one is interested in a particular topic, there are thousands of books, thousands of online resources that offer guidance at all levels, even for one who has had no Torah background. In times of old, it was only the absolute elite that had the privilege to have access to all the areas of the Torah. Because of the difficult language barrier, most people were unable to delve into many areas of Torah. In today's day and age, in a sense, there is no excuse. When we reach our Maker one day, we cannot say, look, there was a language barrier and it was difficult for me to learn, because almost everything is available to us in English. Something else worth discussing is, because of our limited time, of course, we have to choose which areas of Torah we are to focus on. There is a whole section in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Jewish Law, which is devoted to the laws of Torah learning, which outlines many of these details. Some points worth mentioning are that one of the highest priorities in Torah learning of every individual is to learn the practical laws, because again, if we have not learned the practical laws, we will not be able to fulfill the mitzvahs in the correct way. We are also obligated to make efforts in the study of character development with the many books to choose from in today's day and age. And of course, one of the highest, as we've mentioned many times, is constant inspiration about emunah, our belief in Hashem. The Gemara also tells us that one of the main areas a person should focus their Torah learning on is in an area that they enjoy. Because when we enjoy something, we will be motivated to continue that venture, as opposed to if we constantly are involved in something boring, it would be very difficult to keep that practice up. How do I know which is going to be the area that is going to speak to me the most, that will excite me? And even if I do already know which area of Torah I should focus on, how do I find the right platform, online, in a book, or wherever it may be, to guide me in my learning? Although there is so much Torah literature available today, I may connect to one particular Torah educator more than another. How am I to go about finding exactly what will be best for me? Again, the answer to all questions: talk to Hashem.